You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gilseth.
It is Tuesday morning, and it is a great day in studio. Talking creation today.
Yeah, creepy crawly things.
Talking about creepy crawly things. One of my favorite guests to talk about creation, a familiar voice here on Worldwide KFUO, the good pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri, Pastor Warren Wirth. Good morning, Pastor Wirth.
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Sarah. Good to be with you.
Always fun to talk creation items, and we've got a great film to share here in just a little bit, or a film to talk about that addresses some of these creation items. I want to say thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program, for supporting the Coffee Hour on Worldwide KFUO. Find them in the underwriter section at kfuo.org. Look for CUW, Concordia University, Wisconsin. Pastor Wirth, there's a new movie, but it's not like a regular feature. Well, it is a feature film, but it's like a one-time experience. It's coming up here March 19th across the nation, called The Riot and the Dance. And had a chance for you to preview it, for some of us to preview it as well. And can't wait to hear your thoughts on it when it comes to this topic of creation and what they share in this documentary. So The Riot and the Dance, the narrator throughout this is Dr. Gordon Wilson. Do we know anything? Have you heard of him before? Do you know anything about
him? I had not heard of him before, but let me just kind of share his bio as I've got the information here. Dr. Gordon Wilson is a senior fellow of natural history at New St. Andrews College and is a regular contributor at Answers in Genesis. He's published his research, field notes, and abstracts in Southeastern Naturalist, the Herpetological Review, that's a mouthful, and in the Virginia Journal of Science. Dr. Wilson and his wife Meredith have four children and a growing collection of grandchildren. I can identify with that. And when he's not teaching, you will find him tromping around the Pacific Northwest with his nieces and nephews looking for snakes and lizards. And we have plenty of snakes and lizards in the movie as he's tromping around not only in the Pacific Northwest, but around the world, even in Sri Lanka. So very interesting film that way. And like I said, I have not heard of him before, but this was my first experience. And he kind of shares a little bit of his own background there. And one of the things that's kind of interesting, near the beginning of the film, he has a yellow Post-it note that's in his office. Do you remember that?
I saw the napkin. I don't know if I caught the Post-it note.
Yeah.
I thought it was a Post-it note in which somebody basically sent a message that said he would never make it as a biologist if he didn't get rid of his Christian worldview, I think is essentially what it said, something to that effect. So jettison your biblical Christian worldview if you want to make it as a scientist. And for me, that's kind of one of the things about this movie that makes it stand out is, in its own way, it's a way of showing that you can be a real scientist and believe what the Bible says. And he does this not just by abstract argumentation, by saying, let's go outside and see the world that God has made and see the artistry and the design and the wonder of it all, from little tiny things to great big things. So it's a fascinating movie that way.
Including some scary things. Sorry.
Yes. We won't give away the fun parts of this movie. So a lot of us have access to cable documentaries and all of these things about nature that we can watch. But what makes this nature film different from things that we may be able to view on these cable programs?
Well, thank you. I think that's a good thing to kind of ask yourself. In terms of the video quality, it's right up there with the best of them, you know. So National Geographic or any of those well-known names, you'll find the quality of the video and the narration, I think, every bit as good as that. But the big difference is that this man is giving glory to God all along the way. And not just once or twice, but from beginning to end in this movie, he's praising the God who made it all. And he's not ashamed of that. He's willing to help people realize everywhere you look, you see God's glory. So whether you're talking about little bitty bugs, water striders, for example.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He was like walking right in the water with the... Oh, yeah.
It's like, can you walk on water? Because these can.
And he talked about, you know, American bison, and he, you know, he had hawks and eagles and lizards and monitor lizards and snakes and more snakes.
Lots of snakes.
And snakes that eat lizards.
Yes. All kinds of things. And so, you know, and he would find them, catch them, show them to you, describe them and their unique qualities, the design of these wonderful qualities that God built into all these creatures of every kind. And yet, at every point, he points to the Creator and gives God the glory and shows that science is fun. So if you have a son, a daughter, a nephew, a niece who's thinking about a scientific discipline, and maybe you're afraid to let them grow up to be a scientist because they'll lose their faith, I think what Dr. Wilson is helping you see is you don't have to lose your faith when you study God's world. You know, if you really want to understand God's world aright, you need to know the one who made it all and give glory to him and see the beauty and the wonder of it all. And he certainly does an excellent job of that, I would say. He hasn't lost his childhood curiosity. He's like a big kid in a lot of ways, an overgrown kid. But he certainly expresses his Christian faith, and he it's not reading scripture at every turn. He does read scripture, especially at the beginning, but a lot of it is scriptural motifs that he'll bring up. He'll make scriptural references, some of which I wonder if you were not already a Christian, if you would get them all. You know, I don't know what your thought on that was. The gospel is in the movie. That was one thing I wondered about. Is the gospel there? It is, and he mentions Jesus and has plenty of allusions to Christ. But there isn't an explicit call to come forward, repent, and give your life to Jesus sort of thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it just kind of is woven throughout the whole movie that he shares his faith and shares scripture as he talks about lizards and snakes and squirrels and eagles and hawks and hummingbirds and butterflies. Scorpions,
yellow jackets.
There you go. All kinds of water striders. You know, just and he starts out in the Pacific Northwest, and then outside his own door. Actually, he starts outside his own door, and then hikes around in the Northwest, and then you go to Sri Lanka and see all kinds of exotic animals and plants and so on in a world that most of us would never see. And it's fascinating to see this all. And he does a very good job of narrating and explaining things, pointing out things. I wouldn't want to hold some of those slimy frogs whose slime is toxic. I don't know how he has the nerve to do that, but he does.
The snakes that have like neurotoxins and cardiotoxins in their venom. Oh man!
Yeah.
And they were like standing within feet. Yeah, that was not for me. He mentions he acknowledges that this creation is affected by the fall, but he also mentions that you can still see Eden in some of this. I don't think he used the word glimpses, but you can still see Eden as he was looking at creation. What do you think about that? Can affected by the fall, but you can still see Eden.
Yeah, his point was that when God created everything in the beginning, it was very good. Mm-hmm. There was no sin. There was no death. Since the fall, there is pain, suffering, death. And yet you can still see the beauty of what God created in the beginning, even though it's corrupted by the fall. And I think he does a good job of trying to balance out those two things. To still see the wonder and the beauty and the artistry of God as the master, designer, and creator, and yet acknowledging that what we're seeing is a broken creation awaiting its restoration in Christ and the life to come. And so he gives the examples with seals, you know, and you see the seal pups on the beach are so cute and cuddly, and you want to pick one up. And then he shows you the elephant seals, and there you see grotesque creatures fighting each other, you know, the bulls, you know, killing off the competitors and the offspring of the competitors. And he says, see, now you see that the creation groans. Creation groans, waiting for the sons of God to be revealed, waiting for the restoration. And that comes only in Jesus Christ. So I think that's an important thing to bear in mind. And I think as our listeners, if they decide to go see this movie on March 19th, that they might want to bring friends, Christian and non-Christian friends, to see this. I don't know that you would expect a non-Christian to be converted just by seeing this film, by any means. But perhaps they can see that here's a scientist who's a real Christian who does real science and knows his stuff and is interested in the world God has made. We don't just hide our heads in a hole in the sand and pretend there is no science to study. The world is wonderful. God made it. And what a different perspective it is when you realize the one who made it and come to know him intimately through his son, Jesus Christ, who is made known to us through his word, the Bible. And I think he does a job of pointing at that, a good job of helping people realize this is what it's really all about. Don't be afraid of science. Don't be afraid to explore, but do it with the wonder of one who wants to know who's behind this all. Who is my maker and my redeemer? I think that's what we want to approach this with, that kind of question. And in that case, go ahead and see it. As for whether children should see this, you know, I think you have to use some good judgment on it because it does have a lot of scary things in terms of the venomous snakes and so forth. And there is some predators, attacking their prey and so forth. So, but if you let your children watch this sort of thing on TV with National Geographic and this sort of thing, realize that it'll be here, but from a Christian perspective.
The nationwide theater event is called Riot and the Dance. It's March 19th. We'll share a link with the podcast, the archive of today's program as well. You can find it at riotandthedance.com as well. See where it's, what theaters it's coming to. You can look for theaters in your area and check out this film on creation. Thanks, Pastor Wirth. Thanks for being our guest here on the Coffee Hour, and God's blessings.
Thank you. My pleasure.
More Coffee Hour on the way, right here on KFUO. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gilseth.